Welcome to the Awakened Parent Project, Conscious Conversations, Empowered Parenting, with me, Susan Dolce. It's time to open our hearts and our minds to what it means to be a parent, exploring and expanding the ways we communicate, validate, and show up daily for our kids. With a parent-centric focus, you learn to become more present, a better active listener, more reflective, more engaged, and mutually empowered. Parenting isn't about perfection. It's about presence, honesty, self-compassion, unconditional love, and conscious communication. The Awakened Parent Project starts now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awakened Parent Project. I'm your host, Susan Dolce. I'm a certified parent coach with the Jai Institute for Parenting, and it's my hope that you will find this space a safe space to journey on a path of both practical and spiritual self-exploration. From the time my first daughter was born in 1994, I've been driven by a vision where children are nurtured both physically and spiritually by adults who are present, grounded, and empowered. I believe that conscious communication, self-exploration, and self-forgiveness are the tools that enable parents to foster deep, lasting connections with their children. Parenting isn't about perfection. You say this all the time. It's about presence, honesty, self-compassion, unconditional love, and conscious communication. And today, I'm excited. Today, we're talking a little bit more about the spiritual side of parenting. And we're talking about what it means to parent like a guru, about learning to let go of everything you think parenting is about. And my special guest today is Dr. Rosie Kuhn. Dr. Rosie Kuhn is the principal of the Paradigm Shifts Coaching Group, a boutique coaching firm which focuses on personal and spiritual development in oneself, in relationships, and in the workplace. She's considered a preeminent thought leader in the field of transformation. She's also the author of 14 books, including Self-Empowerment 101 and Parent Like a Guru, which we're going to talk about today, and another book that I started reading because, again, such a fascinating topic to me, Cultivating Spirituality in Children. She's been training individuals to become transformational coaches since 2001, and she also has some of her own podcasts, Spiritual Emerging and Immersion, I'm sorry, and Aging Like a Guru. And you can also find her at YouTube at Dr. Rosie Kuhn. Rosie, welcome to the show. That was such a great introduction. Before the show started, I was chatting with Rosie and I said, there was actually a time I was trying to write a book that was sort of like this, which is talking about the spiritual side. You really kind of pull all of that into parenting, not just, you know, like what to expect the first year, what to expect the first 3 years, you know, those tips and tricks. This is really an exploration about, or self-exploration about who you are and what parenting, being a parent, means to you. So how did this book come about?
Well, it started actually with this book, I hate when that happens, but Cultivating Spirituality in Children. I'm trying to get this slowly so I can see it. Cultivating Spirituality in Children. This began when my daughter was pregnant with my grandson in 2008. And it was like, I've been studying spirituality and transpersonal psychology. And it's like, oh, goody, I get to pass on all of this wisdom to my grandson. And I was outside walking with my dog and I went, wait a minute, what if, number one, my daughter isn't interested in me passing on spiritual concepts or spiritual practices? And number two, what if he isn't at some point interested? So that created a dilemma. Because we have a sense that if I have this wisdom, I should pass it on. But it's like, well, I have to honor my daughter and her son and her husband, their wishes, and I have to honor the unfolding of this grandson that isn't even born yet. And so I had to really look at, how do you do that? And generally how we do that is through modeling, being the role model of that versus here's the practice, here's the dogma, here's the rules, here's the tradition, here's the practices, do this, do this. And it's like, no, that doesn't work. It didn't work in my family. It didn't work. I haven't seen it work very much at all. What makes a difference is when you can be that which you wish to teach, basically. So this book, the Cultivating Spirituality, was that. And then it was like, wait a minute, parents don't have time to read this necessarily. And so what can I do to bring it into smaller bite-sized pieces? So Parent Like a Guru came in as a video, a vlog, basically. I wrote, and people can get this, that it's on YouTube, and I think it's on my website, or yeah, where you can go on and you can click a link and you can start getting download, I believe. If not, they can email me and I can make that happen. But it was a vlog of 20 some videos that says, hey, here's some ideas. And they were, each video was like 2 to 3 minutes. So easy, parent, quick kind of thing. And then there was a blog. So I took all those blogs and I put them in a book. So that's how that happened. And after that, my friend who was the videographer, she said, that was so great. Why don't you do one on dieting? Because she was all into dieting. And so I did one on Diet Like a Guru. And then the last one of this series is Parent Like a Guru. I mean, sorry, Aging Like a Guru. So that's how that came about, was it was, how do I get it into the hands of parents and they can see it and work with it quickly every day or every few days to really, you know, concretize the concepts, which is basically.
And it really is. That's what I do love about it. It's like each chapter, even though there's, I think 27, even though there's several, they're only a couple of pages, but they're jam packed with journal prompts, kind of. I mean, you're asking people to consider, you know, like the generational patterns, how they were parented, what they liked or didn't like about how they were raised. And that's one of the things that is super, super important to me in my coaching is, in order to understand the kind of parent you want to be, to set your intention as a parent, you have to know what patterns, underlying unconscious patterns, are driving how you're parenting. But one of the things you brought up, and I think this is very interesting to me because I asked myself this before I had my kids, is why do I have children? Why do we have children? Because this is going to sound judgy. Okay. Judging. but I think there's a lot of people who just feel like, okay, it's just the next step. You know, we've been married a couple of years. We want to start a family. And so that's just what you do, without fully understanding before they get into it. What does it mean to be a parent? What kind of parent do they want to be and why?
Yeah. Yep. Those are all really great questions. And most of us don't really take it into consideration. It's just like, oh, I just want to be a mom. I just want to know that momness, if you will. Or I just want to know that dadness. Or like you said, it's just the next step. It's what's expected. And, you know, from growing up, for most of us, it's like that. We prepare ourselves for that next step. But we don't realize, I think parenting is the most difficult spiritual journey or spiritual practice on the planet. And I mean, I can name a bunch of really difficult spiritual practices, like sicknesses, disease, you know, death, loss of loved ones, all kinds of really hard ones. But this is sort of a lifelong spiritual practice, as being a parent. You never stop being a parent. And you never stop having the conflicts that arise. My daughter just turned 46. You know, we still got stuff, and I'm still doing the mom thing, working it out. It never ends. And that's the good news and the bad news, in a sense. It's very challenging. And we don't take that into consideration. It's just like, oh, I'm going to love them and they're going to love me and it's all going to be good. It's like, yeah, no.
No. And yeah. And I, like, if I remember when I was pregnant, somebody who was not pregnant asked me, aren't you afraid of being in labor? Aren't you afraid of the actual childbirth? I was like, that's not the scary part. The scary part is I have to raise this human and hopefully turn them into a fine, you know, quality human being / citizen of the world. That's the scary part. That's the scary part. And like, one of the things that I like, what I like that you said is that, as far as the spirituality part, like so many families, you know, you've got your religious traditions, which we did. We raised our children in a religious tradition. But for me, them understanding who they were as a spiritual being, having a human experience, was really important to me. And it is, like you said, it's always done by modeling and, you know, being, you know, honoring them. You talk about, one of your chapters talks about respecting them, respecting kids, that they're not just, because they're not just little beings. I mean, just little, you know, tiny humans, they are a full divine being, you know, with the ability, the capacity to live to its fullest potential, instead of we just look at them as like little things who are supposed to do what we say when we tell them to do it.
And we don't give our children the credit for how wise they are, and how, you know, quite often our children come in as old souls that have something to teach us, in a sense. One of my clients is challenged by her 4.5-year-old daughter. And when I think of a four and a half, it's like a little kid who's like, oh, la la, ABCs. This kid is like smashing it out of the park in terms of what she's challenging her mom to be with, in a sense. And we just don't think of children as that. We think of them, again, as these little innocent beings who have no wisdom or consciousness at all. But truly, they're some of our most important teachers. And if we don't recognize that, that conflict begins very early. What we need, I heard this in a number of places, what each of us want is to be seen, heard, and gotten. And if we did that, we'd have great children, we'd have great relationships with ourselves, with our partners, with our families, if we see, hear, and get our kids, specifically in this context. So that's the most important thing, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're coming up on a break here. But one of the things that makes that happen that I'd like to talk more with you about is learning to be present.
Yes.
With our kids, because I think most people don't even know how to be present with themselves, let alone like just to be present, let alone what it means to be present for your child. And then they do feel seen, then they do feel heard. And you're listening to the Awakened Parent Project. We've got to take a break because I am going to have a coughing fit in a hot second. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change, with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart, because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Awakened Parent Project. I'm Susan Dolce. My special guest today is Dr. Rosie Kuhn. We're talking about her book. She's written 14 books. We're talking about how to parent or parent like a guru today. I'd also like to maybe have you back again with talking about your 100, help me with the title. I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Cultivating Spirituality in Children. Yep, that one, because this is just a topic that's near and dear to my heart. So before we get started, Rosie, where can people find you?
My website's a great place to find me. It's theparadigmshifts.com. You can Google me, Rosie Kuhn, K-U-H-N. That's the easiest way. You'll find me on YouTube, Dr. Rosie Kuhn. I have some videos there on parenting and all kinds of really fun ideas. There's over 200 or 300 videos out there, so lots of information.
Yes, yes, you have a lot over on your YouTube, and you're offering a giveaway today, free giveaway. And if you go to the link in the at the Transformation Talk Radio website on my show page, you'll see there's a link to the giveaway, and it's the Inward Bound Bootcamp. I also posted the video, and there's a link to her website also for the first video of the Inward Bound Bootcamp. Correct? Is that right?
That's right. That bootcamp is awesome. I just love it myself. And because it really helps anybody and everyone with this process of everything that we're talking about is about self-transformation. It's about the ability to listen and think and say, here's what I want to do. And then actually, this is a little caterpillar, taking the steps towards that which we say we want. So even as a parent, whether it's before we, you know, our babies are born or when they're 25 years old, doesn't matter when, we say, I want to be a better parent. I want to be more effective. I want to be more present. And we start that process. So this boot camp can help just start that process and really engage people in what's the practice necessary to move us through that transformational process.
That's my goal as a parent coach is to get to parents before their parents.
Yeah.
And I have, my oldest will be 27. Is that right? 28. It gets so confusing. But her friends, she's got pregnant friends and they're starting, you know, and I'm like, free parent coaching for all your friends. Cause it's just, you know, getting them to understand, how they were parented, you know, and define these patterns. If there's things they want to break, if there isn't any self-awareness, if there isn't any time, you know, doing like reading books like yours, where it takes, you ask questions to like, how do I want to be a different parent than, you know, how I was parented? You know, what is my intention as a parent? And just really understanding, at least in my opinion, understanding attachment science and getting that in there before they even have a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. And we, you know, we have intentions. I ended up being, this isn't maybe part of our conversation today, but I ended up being a non-custodial parent. And I ended up leaving my children in custody when they were very young. They custody with their dad. And my intention was I was going to raise them. That was my intention. That's not what happened. And so there's so many things that happen that we don't even expect or anticipate. And that didn't shift anything about me being a mom every single day, even though I lived 1,000 miles away from my children. I still had that parenting dilemma, if you will, of who am I and how do I effectively be present to my children when I can't be present with my children. So we have, and or our children perhaps have autism or something else that is challenging for them, which means it's challenging for us. We have no concept of what lessons, what challenges, what will grow us through these relationships with these little beings. We have no idea. And that's part of what makes it so challenging is, and especially when people talk about being with teenagers and adolescents, where there's some days they just love you and they just think you're the best thing in the world. And the next thing they just want to push you off the side of the road, you know. We never know. And so all of that is that potential for growing ourselves in ways that, again, we have no idea.
I'm a hard and fast believer that this is a mutual contract, that they chose us and we chose them, and that there are lessons to be learned from this relationship. And that's why, again, like, you know, a book like yours to me is so, it's so wonderful as a resource for parents, because like my tagline is about allowing your children to be your awakening. Yeah. And I just think that, you know, when you're growing this baby in your womb for 9 months, you're not thinking about that it's a soul, right? And what is it here to bring you? And what are your gifts to share with this child? And what does that journey look like?
That's right. We have no concept of that. And we're just, I think, at the beginning, the cutting edge of realizing how we do that, you know, be more conscious of the soul spirit being that's inside us as something greater than, oh, just a little baby and I get to play with it and hold it and feed it in the challenges of the everyday life, versus something else that's going on a different level that we're pretty unconscious about. So that was part of wanting to write these things.
Something you must be an expert at. I mean, I was in my cohort, my small group cohort. I was the oldest student in my particular cohort, which I did last February, so about a year ago. And I kept telling the younger moms in my group, I'm like, the letting go never stops. Like the surrendering and the letting go and allowing your children to make their mistakes, to grow, to experience, like you, if the letting go never, ever stops, doesn't matter what age they are.
That's right. One of my favorite books was written by John Cleese called Families and How to Survive Them.
Oh, I love that. I got to write that down.
How to Survive Them. And he wrote it with his psychologist. John Cleese went through a divorce and went through therapy, and they collaborated on this book, which it's got a lot of cartoon pictures that really emphasize the humor and the truth of, you know, being in a family and being with children. So it's one of my favorite books. I studied as a marriage and family therapist, so I was a marriage and family therapist before I became a transformational life coach. So a lot of my foundations are based on what I learned as a family therapist, which is really, really helpful to have that kind of background too. It didn't change in a sense like you only can be conscious of what you need to be conscious of as a human being when you meet those challenges with your children. My daughter read a book called, I don't remember what the name of it. I'll try to think of it. But anyway, she read this book, and this is last year, so she was 46, 45, and she said, Mom, I'm starting to understand why you do what you do and why you think the way you think, because she read this book about this sort of narcissistic mom and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And the daughter's writing this memoir. And so my daughter is beginning to give me some insights that I hadn't even thought about. And so she's beginning to accept and realize me, you know, as this person that happened to be her mom in a sense. And it's what we learn through this process. We can begin to prepare ourselves, but the preparation is basically beginning is the, oh yeah, I heard it was going to get scary or hard or challenging, or I heard this is going to be a spiritual dilemma over here. Or I heard, so those kinds of things prepare us, but we're never prepared for whatever it is coming, you know, like a good movie. We don't know when those, oh my God, look at that happen.
Yeah. The what I find interesting about what you just said too, is that, a lot of what, especially as a parent, I mean, day in and day out, regardless of whether you're a parent or not, I'll tell my life coach clients too, that, you know, it's the wounded child that's driving the bus and they don't have a license yet. And the same thing, I think, you know, comes up and bubbles up in very uncomfortable ways when we're parenting. Right. But, you know, I think in so many times, like we'll look back and go, well, you know, I would be a better parent if my parents didn't do blah, 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 or didn't do blah, blah, blah. So one of the things we take our people through is like forgiving our parents for what they did, you know, whatever experience they had with their kids, because they were, everybody's just doing the best that they know.
That's right.
Right? Everybody's just doing, I always say they parent to the extent with which they were parented.
That's right.
And if you don't go to people like you or read books like yours, you're just going to stay in that cycle.
And the challenging thing is, I mean, and I'm a human being too. So I have these same challenges. This isn't like I'm on a pedestal and you should be like me, because we're wanting, Susan, we're wanting everybody to be like them. And grow that capacity to be the fullest expression of themselves. So it's not like I want you to be like me, as if I haven't had those things. But I find it very difficult this is the distinction I make, being really difficult to forgive my parents. And what I have been able to see is where I am unforgiving, that is a personal choice. So I can say to myself, what do I get by remaining unforgiving?
Mm-hmm.
And what gets in my way by being unforgiving? So by taking that on personally for myself to say, I'm choosing to be unforgiving by not forgiving my parents, then I'm able to go, what do I get out of that? Pride, righteousness, I don't have to take responsibility for the things that aren't good in my life. Okay. And I go, okay, is that how I want to be? Do I want to keep being in that? Because that's not fun. I love being righteous, right? But it doesn't help me be in relationship with people. You can be right or you can be in relationship with them. So I've been able to say, am I remaining unforgiving here? And if I am, that's what I want to change. So I just put that out as a little tip. Of when people are like, I'm not going to forgive them because they were, it's like, okay, so what do you get out of remaining unforgiving?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Then it's different for me. It's a reframe for me that was really important.
That reminds me of one of my most, it was the most transformational moment for me with my relationship with my dad. And I'd just gotten out of a bad divorce. And it had been emotionally abusive and physically abusive and all that stuff. And I'd moved back home. I didn't really have any options. I'd been living in California. So I moved back home and he finally had an opportunity to ask me, you know, what actually happened, what went down. And I told him everything. And he said, well, you must have done something to deserve it.
Wow.
And in that moment, I was like, literally, I call it, it was such a graceful moment. In that moment, when he said that, I no longer saw him as my father. And I saw him as this little boy who every time he got beaten or yelled at, he was just going, what did I do to deserve that? Why is this? And I knew at that moment, I had a choice. I could stay, you know, I could, because that would be like the worst thing you can say to your daughter who's getting out of a relationship like this. I could stay and choose to love him despite the fact that, because it was his wounds, it was the wounds talking, not him.
Yes.
Not him. And that was my most grace-filled moment in life. And I mean, that's it. You know, we have choices and you can choose to not have a relationship. That's perfectly fine too. Like you said, but just understanding why, what's the drive and the intention behind it.
Yeah, I think the other thing that's very, very challenging, we're kind of moving into being the children of parents, but that relationship of, we see our parents as parents, mom and dad, as opposed to, these are just people.
Right.
And when you were able to acknowledge your father as a people versus, this is my dad and he should, that gave you the freedom to see him as a unique soul that has his own stuff. But we do this with our children too. We go, you should be, because you're my child, you know, that you should be this, or I expected this of you because you are mine. You know, there's that attachment versus this is, like you said, from the very beginning, this is a unique soul I am the steward of this. Gahil Gibran talks about that we are the stewards of these beings. And I took that literally in a sense of these don't belong to us. We're just the steward and the nurturers to grow these beings up in their own form, in their own divine expression. And any way that I say, no, you can't, or you should do this, or here's what you're going to do in your life, I'm limiting their potential to know themselves. And so anytime, you know, through this process of parenting, even adults, I have to be aware of where I'm saying things that would be limiting versus expanding my children's capacity to know themselves.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to take another break. You're listening to the Awakened Parent Project. I'm Susan Dolce. I am with Dr. Rosie Kuhn today. We're talking about parenting like a guru, and we'll be back in a little bit.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Clare, Clare-ITY.com.
God, Where Are You? It's Me is a book that will inspire you, uplift you, and motivate you into pushing through the darkness to find the light. How to connect back to the God of your understanding when you feel all is lost. It will inspire you to keep expanding into the next level of life's journey and remind you that you are not forgotten. If life's struggles make you feel disconnected or left behind, and you just do not know where to turn anymore, this book is for you. Explore how simple life tools can last a lifetime when navigating through new territories. With each page, prepare to have your energy shifted and prepare to unlock the secrets within. If you're interested in reading this amazing book, God, Where Are You? It's Me. Visit us at TracyLClark.com. And tune in to The Tracy L. Clark Show as featured on Transformation Talk Radio.
We are back. This is the Awakened Parent Project. I'm Susan Dolce. Today I am with Dr. Rosie Kuhn. You can find her at theparadigmshifts.com, and she's also has a free giveaway for us today. That is the Inward Bound Bootcamp. There's a link at the Transformation Talk Radio website for my show. There's a giveaway link. You can go directly to her website, and it also takes you to her YouTube channel, which is prolific. She's got a lot of videos over there. And you just said you had another book. What was the book you were showing me?
This is the another book. It's called If Only My Mother Had Told Me, or Maybe I Just Wasn't Listening. 101 pearls of wisdom I had to figure out by myself.
And that's yours? How come I didn't find that one? I should have seen that when I Googled all your books. Okay.
I don't know how to get that up.
Okay. I am definitely going to get that because that, I think every, it's probably great. You should give it to every kid before they head off to college.
My favorite titles that I came up with.
You do have great titles, I must say.
I love my titles.
And if there's any crossover listeners, we're going to have Dr. Rosie also on. And that's when I realized with her Aging Like a Guru book, because I mean, what I'm so excited about too with this interview with you today is that you also have the perspective of a grandparent. which I've been wanting to get somebody on the show who, you know, you, who maybe had a perspective shift, like they parented their kids one way. And then I'm not saying this is you necessarily, but then they were like, wow, like, you know, now these are my grandkids. Like I have a different intention as a grandparent, which I think we all do, than as parents, right? Because it's more play, right? More, like you said, sharing of wisdom, all that. So did you go into grandmotherhood with a different intention?
I think there's the intention with parenting, I think, is to structure your children and is to form them. And with being a grandparent, I think it's just to engage and really embrace the expression of these children. You know, we love them unconditionally. We don't have to be responsible for toilet training or, you know, condom using or whatever those kinds of structures or religious structuring. We don't have to be responsible for that. So we get to just thoroughly embrace how awesome these beings are. And I think that's true for me, that there wasn't that constraint. I know there are families where I go, you know, the grandparents are the ones that structure the parents still who are structuring the kid. So that is really constraining. But I think in essence, there are so many grandparents who just love their grandchildren and want to just adore them, where somehow in the structure of living with a being every day, as we do with our children, generally speaking, the adoring goes away because you have to get them up for school and you have to get them dressed and you got to get all those things done. And you get yourself off to school or work and you have to get your husband, partner, you know, being person off. You know, all of those things limit the capacity to really be present. We were talking about that earlier, that level of presence. How do you be present in the midst of all of that to do? Very, very challenging.
We talk a lot in the JAI program too about self-regulation to help co-regulate our children's nervous systems. And so much of that has to still is grounded in presence and just, you know, finding ways to get into your body, getting out of the spinny thoughts and just, you know, whether it's, you know, pushing your hands together or deep breaths or anything. Like if you're in a crisis moment as a parent, if you're having one of those, I'm going to lose my cool or flip my lid, you know, getting a moment to get present in your body so that you can be present with your children to the best of your ability and not lose your temper.
Yeah. And one of the things I find so fascinating is the degree to which we can, in our work, whether we're coaches, therapists, programmers, whatever it is we do, service, health, that we focus our energy on and attend to the person in front of us. That's our job. And we train ourselves to do that. Mm-hmm. And then we're off the clock and all of a sudden we're distracted in 462 ways. We have that capacity for presence. And why do we choose to give that up for the most important, you know, we give it up. And our children and our partners and our family lose that that presence that we have the capacity for. I don't know why we do that, but it's a trained thing that we do. And it's a good thing to train ourselves to go, no, if I can be this present with my clients, I can be this present with, you know, my children.
Yeah, it's funny because that did come up for me when I was going through my life coaching training. And I felt like I was pretty good at being present when they were talking, but I remember this was my youngest daughter specifically, you know, who would come home from school every day with some sort of story. I have three daughters. So there's a lot of estrogen, a lot of drama. And I would hear myself in my mind say, you're going to listen to Elizabeth talk. You're just going to focus on what she's saying. Like, take some deep breaths and just focus on her. Because if I didn't consciously do that, I would be thinking of either a solution,
yes,
instead of just really listening, right? Or an opinion instead of just listening. and waiting for her to just express and let it, you know, whatever was going through her, move through her, and just hold the space for her while she did that.
That's a big practice. And you go, oh my God, how am I going to get the laundry done? Oh my God, how am I going to get dinner on the table? Oh my God, how am I going to get lunches made? How am I going to get into, and it's like, you have to stop all that. You have to, in a sense, there's a point where we make a choice to say, what's the most important thing? My connection with this little being or doing whatever, the doing. And the doing is really important, obviously, getting food or going shopping or whatever those elements of life are. We have to make choices. And quite often it's our children that get diminished in priorities. And when we can ask ourselves those questions, and I think this is a really important piece of being a coach, is we're asking, as a thinking partner, we're asking our clients to say, what is the most important commitment you have here? What's the highest value, the highest priority? And to really be able to get them to be clear about that. It's like getting things done. Okay, great. How do you then attend to your children's heart and soul and mental requirement besides the physical nourishment? How are you going to do that? How do you want to do that? And when we can ask those kinds of questions, people can begin to be cultivate awareness of that choice-making process that we're doing all the time. All the time.
And the fascinating part is when we develop, when we strengthen and deepen those connections with our kids, then we are not usually fighting or yelling or manipulating them to behave, or which is one of the things I want to talk about in our final segment, is how do I get my children to do what I want, which is not in the grand scheme of things. It's not about getting to do what you want. Once there's a connection, well, we'll talk about it when we come back. We're going to take another break. You're listening to the Awaken Parent Project, and we'll be back in a little bit.
Are you ready to manifest the highest version of your life? Then let Adrian Cobb guide you on your own personal soul quest. Every year, Adrian hosts 2 7-day virtual solstice quests and a 21-day soul quest to create a quickening in your soul's evolution. During the quest, your heart unravels and you remember the depth of your love. The essence of who you are is always wanting to be fulfilled. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back. This is the Awaken Parent Project. I'm Susan Dolce. I'm chatting today with Dr. Rosie Kuhn. You can find her at theparadigmshifts.com. She's got a giveaway today. If you go over to Transformation Talk Radio website and you go to my show, The Awaken Parent Project, there is a link to the YouTube channel, the YouTube video and also a link to her website that takes you through the Inward Bound bootcamp. So before the break, I'd mentioned one of the things we talk about in JAI, in the parent coaching institute that I went through. Like one of the chapters in your book is how do I get my children to do what I want? And I think this is the reason I want to close with this too, is because I think so many parents, that's where they parent from. Yep. It's how do I get my child to be academically successful? How do I get my child to be socially engaged? How do I, you know, all of the different things that we envision. I think it's such a funny joke that, you know, we incubate these babies for 9 months and we have all of these dreams of what they're going to do and what they're going to be like, what they're going to look like. And maybe they'll be president or maybe, you know, and without any regard for the fact that they are their own person. So when it comes down to how do I get my children to do what I want, like at JAI, we talk about connection and collaboration. Because like when we were in the break, I was like, nobody likes to be told what to do. Like if you think your husband or your partner isn't going to like what you're going to ask your kid to do, why do you think they're going to want to do it? Yeah. So what say you on that?
Let's say I. I had about 14 thoughts going through and I have to collect at least one thought about that. So in my coach training, so this is really helpful for everybody who's watching because this is what's true, is I start out with what is it you want, okay? And so even in the sense of the parent saying, how do I get my kid to do what I want? It's like, what do you want? What are you wanting by wanting your kids to get to do what you want? What is it you're wanting? So there's the, I want them to behave, or I want them to be quiet, or I want them to eat their peas, or I want, like, what's the underlying want of that? And when they can stop that noise and go, here's what I want. I want them to be healthy and happy and calm and peaceful. It's like, okay, great. That's what you want. You want them to be creative and expressive, but not too loud, but there's this want underlying all of the go to the right schools, get the right academics, all that stuff. It's like, what is it you want? I want them to be fulfilled. I want them to be happy. I want them to be healthy. Okay, great. What's the obstacle in the way of that? So first question, what do you want? Second question, what's the obstacle? What's in the way of you, of your desire to have peace and calm and creativity in your children? What's in the way? And I tell you, people are so smart and wise and intelligent. They know the answer. What's in the way? My grasping for perfection, my righteousness, my yelling, my control freakingness, my fears, my worries, my anxiety. That's what's in the way. They'll answer that question because they'll know the answer. What is it you want? I want my children to eat their peas and da da da. So that they'll be healthy and wealthy in life. What's in the way? My controlling, worrying, blah, blah, blah. What needs to shift so that controlling, anxiety, blah, 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 goes away? And they will tell you, because we are all incredibly wise, as I'm sure you know. My clients are extraordinary, and everybody is extraordinary because when we ask the right question, they know the answer. So I say, what needs to shift? So not what do you need to change, but what needs to shift so that you're not this, this, and this, anxious, controlling, yelling, tired. They will tell you, I need to relax. I need to be more present with my kids. I need to be more playful. I need to take some time out for myself or for a walk. They will tell you. And this is, for me, so foundational in transformational coaches. We don't have to tell people anything. We just have to ask the right questions, be their thinking partner, so they can answer those questions. And then my fourth question is, what will you practice to shift those things? They know what they need to practice. I'm going to go for a walk every day. I'm going to take 5 minutes in the morning to meditate before or while I'm brushing my teeth or whatever. I'm going to practice. So there isn't any big wahoo, isn't this, you know, scary, hard, and challenging. But we begin to ask the right questions, and that's what this book does. And the Cultivating Spirituality of Children is it asks the right questions so that we can listen to that guru part of us that has the answers. Because yes, we're all gurus on this bus, you know. We all have it. We are so intelligent, but we have been trained to not think. We've trained to react from our belief system. And even now, I have a friend. She's in her 50s, and she's got a 12-year-old child, 13-year-old, who's brilliant and sensitive and caring and articulate and intelligent. It's amazing. And when we're together, I watch myself like want to shut her down. It's like, she shouldn't be taking so much time in this conversation. She shouldn't be so smart. She shouldn't be, because of the way I was raised. And so even though I have all of this knowledge and experience and I've written books and blah, 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 I have my stuff that I have to be aware of constantly. And with the same with my grandson, I watch him and I go, I want to control, because that's my first go-to, or my righteousness. That's my first go-to. I have to calm that down, because what I want is connection. That's like you're saying, I want connection, but I want that fullest expression of him. I want to know who he is, not the outcome of my controllingness. I want to know who he is in his fullest expression.
That's one of the, I think, the greatest tools that a parent can learn is to understand in the moment what the trigger is. Yeah. Because it's not their kids for the most part. It's okay, maybe it's too loud. I'm trying to drive. I'm worried about getting into an accident. And that is something that we do also is just like, you know, okay, try to, you know, identify where it is in your body. What is it? What is the emotion? What is my trigger? And what do I need in this moment? Yeah. And to actually, you know, communicate that to your kids. I am feeling angry right now. I'm feeling very tense in my body. I am triggered by the fact that you guys are yelling, and it reminds me of something, you know, when I was a kid, you know, just, and share that.
Yeah.
Because really, like, the JAI program is really all about getting rid of the limiting beliefs that are impeding your parenting.
Beautiful. And yeah, all limiting. All yeah, thought beliefs basically are limiting to a great degree. And that's where the spiritual element comes in, where we start to go, who am I without these beliefs? Who am I without this way of seeing the world? And it's amazing what shows up when you start to ask those questions and when you have the support to be with those answers. Like, I don't know who I am without these constraints. I don't know who I am without these beliefs. I don't know who I am without all that stuff, the data that we've carried and lived by. Like, I don't know who I'd be or how I would act if I didn't have that thing that my mother taught me, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. And so that's the gift, I think, of having a parent coach or a life coach or a transformational coach, is that you've got that support, that in a sense the emphasis is on life coaching versus life coaching. It's really about that life and the unfolding of you as a fullest expression of you. And
right,
in that, then you get to be the fullest expression of you. And be the model of that. Even if you're crying in despair, it's authentic and transparent.
Exactly. Exactly.
That healthy dynamic. And so having support and thinking partners is a really, really good thing, for sure.
This has been delightful. Thank you so much. I'm going to put this up. It's probably backwards, but Parent Like a Guru. And the other book that I'm going to start reading once we get off the call here is Cultivating Spirituality in Children, because I do have it. I just was focusing on this one today. Doc, you can find Dr. Rosie again at theparadigmshifts.com, and the giveaway is on the website, the Transformational Talk Radio website on my show. Thank you. Thank you again.
You're so welcome.
And as I say at the close of every show, conscious parenting is not about perfection. It doesn't happen. We may be perfect parents for our kids, but we are not perfect, and we'll never be perfect parents. But it's about allowing your children to be your awakening. Thank you for being a part of the Awakened Parent Project. My goal with this show is to help us all become more compassionate and engaged parents by diving into the many techniques and ideologies of the conscious parenting community. This is a safe space to embark on a practical and spiritual journey of self-exploration and expand our ideas about conscious parenting. Got thoughts, questions, ideas? I want to hear from you. Reach out to me if there's a topic you'd like to hear covered on the show, or to share your conscious parenting story by visiting susandolce.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.